This is the Sakamuli of the 10th of July, 2025. Essence, sweet children, renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. Only those who are soul conscious are called part of the godly community. Question, how is the spiritual gathering of you children different from all other spiritual gatherings? Answer, this is the only spiritual gathering where you listen to the knowledge of souls and the Supreme Soul. You study here to attain your aim and objective, which is in front of you. In other spiritual gatherings, neither do they study, nor do they have any aim or objective. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. You spiritual children are listening to him. The father first explains, whenever you sit here, do so while considering yourselves to be souls. Do not consider yourselves to be bodies. Those who are body conscious are said to belong to the devil's community. Those who are soul conscious are said to belong to the godly community. God doesn't have a body. He is constantly soul conscious. He is the Supreme Soul, the Father of all souls. The Supreme Soul means the highest on high. When people speak of God, the highest on high, it enters their intellects that his form is an incorporeal oval image. The incorporeal oval image is also worshipped. He is the Supreme Soul. He is the highest of all souls. He too is a soul, but he is the highest soul of all. He doesn't enter the cycle of birth and death. All others take rebirth, and they are all part of creation. Only the one Father is the creator. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar are also part of creation. The whole human world is the creation. The creator is called the Father. A man is also called a creator. He adopts a wife and creates a creation with her. He then sustains their creation, but he doesn't destroy it. All the founders of religions create a religion and then also sustain it. None of them destroys it. The unlimited Father is called the Supreme Soul. Just as the form of souls is a point, so the form of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is also a point. However, the large oval image that they make on the path of devotion is just so that they can worship him. Otherwise, how could a point be worshipped? In Bharat, when they create a sacrificial fire of Rudra, they create a Shivalingam and salagrams of clay and then worship them. That is called the sacrificial fire of Rudra. In fact, its real name is the sacrificial fire of the imperishable knowledge of the Gita by Rudra, in which the horse is sacrificed to attain self-sovereignty. This too is mentioned in the scriptures. The Father now tells you children, consider yourselves to be souls. In no other spiritual gathering does anyone have this knowledge of souls or the Supreme Soul, nor is anyone able to give it. There is no aim or objective there. You children are now studying this study. You know that a soul enters a body. Souls are imperishable, whereas bodies are perishable. A soul plays his part through his body. Souls are bodiless. It is even said, you came bodiless and you have to return bodiless. You adopted a body, but before you can return, you have to become bodiless. The Father sits here and explains this to you children alone. You children also know that when it was the golden age in Bharat, it used to be a kingdom of deities. There was just the one religion. The people of Bharat don't even know this much. Those who don't know the Father don't know anything. The ancient rishis and munis also used to say, "We neither know the Creator nor the creation. The Creator is the unlimited Father. Only He knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. The beginning is called the start, and the middle period is the period in between. In the beginning, there is the golden age, which is called the day. Then the night lasts from the middle to the end. The day lasts for the golden and silver ages. Heaven was the wonder of the world. Only Bharat was heaven, where Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule. The people of Bharat do not know this. The Father is now establishing heaven. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. I am a first-class soul. At this time, all human beings are body conscious. The Father makes you soul conscious. The Father also tells you what a soul is. Human beings don't know anything at all. Although they say that a wonderful star shines in the center of the forehead, they don't know what it is or how it has a part recorded in it. The Father has now explained this to you. You people of Bharat have to play your parts for 84 births. Bharat is an elevated land. It is the pilgrimage place for all human beings. The Father comes here in order to grant salvation to everyone. He liberates us from Ravan's kingdom. He becomes our guide and takes us back home. People just say that without understanding the meaning of it. At first, there were deities in Bharat. Then they had to take rebirth. It is the people of Bharat who become deities, then warriors, merchants, and shudras. They take rebirth. It takes 7 days to understand this knowledge fully. Your impure intellects have to be purified. Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule in the pure world. When it was their kingdom in Bharat, there were no other religions. There was only the one kingdom. Bharat was very solvent. Their palaces were studded with diamonds and jewels. Then when Ravan's kingdom began, they became worshippers. They went onto the path of devotion and built temples, etc. They built the temple of Somnath. There wasn't just one temple. Here too, in the temple to Shiva, there were so many diamonds and jewels that Muhammad Ghaznavi took them away in camel loads. There was so much there that even hundreds of thousands of camels could not have taken them all. In the Golden Age, there were so many palaces of gold studded with diamonds and jewels. Muhammad Ghaznavi only came recently. There were so many palaces, etc., even in the Copper Age. They were all buried by earthquakes. There was no golden island of Ravan. That symbolizes what the condition of Bharat becomes in Ravan's kingdom. It becomes 100% irreligious, unrighteous, insolvent, impure, and vicious. The new world is said to be viceless. Bharat used to be the temple of Shiva, Shivalaya. It was also called the wonder of the world. There used to be very few human beings there. There are now billions of human beings. Just think about it. It is now the most auspicious confluence age for you children. It is now that the Father is giving you divine intellects and making you into the most elevated human beings. The Father gives you elevated directions in order to change you from ordinary human beings into deities. It is only of the Father's directions that it is said, "Your ways and means are unique." No one knows the meaning of that. The Father explains, "I give you such elevated directions that you become deities." The Iron Age is now coming to an end. The destruction of the old world is in front of you. Human beings are in total darkness and sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. It is said, it is written in the scriptures that the Iron Age is still in its infancy because there are still 40,000 years to go. Because they believe in 8.4 million species, they have lengthened the duration of the cycle. In fact, it is only 5,000 years. The Father explains, you take 84 births, not 8.4 million. The Unlimited Father knows all of those scriptures, etc. And this is why he says that all of them belong to the path of devotion, which lasts for half a cycle, and that no one can meet him through those. Consider this. If the duration of each cycle were hundreds of thousands of years, the population would then be very large, since the population of the Christians has become so large in only 2,000 years. The original religion of Bharat is the deity religion. That should continue, but because they have forgotten their original eternal deity religion, they say that their religion is Hindu. There is no such religion as Hindu. Bharat used to be so elevated. When there was the original eternal deity religion, it was the land of Vishnu. It is now the land of Ravan. Look what those deities have now become after taking 84 births. The people of Bharat consider the deities to be viceless and themselves to be vicious. Therefore, they worship the deities. In the Golden Age, Bharat was viceless. It became a new world, and it was called New Bharat. This is Old Bharat. What was that New Bharat like, and what is Old Bharat like? In that new world, Bharat was new, and now in this old world, Bharat is old. What has its state become? Bharat used to be heaven, and it has now become hell. Bharat used to be the most solvent. Bharat is now the most insolvent. It is begging from everyone. It is even begging from its own people. This is something to be understood. When body-conscious human beings of today have a little money, they think that they are sitting in heaven. They know nothing at all about heaven, the land of happiness, because they have stone intellects. Now, because they are impure, you have to make them sit in a bhati for 7 days to make their intellects divine. Impure ones are not allowed to sit here. Only pure ones can stay here. Impure ones cannot be allowed to come here. You are now sitting at the most auspicious confluence age. You know that Baba is making you the most elevated of all. This is the story of the true Narayan. The true Father is teaching you Raj Yoga in order to make you into a true Narayan from an ordinary human. Only the one Father has this knowledge, and he is called the ocean of knowledge. The praise, the ocean of peace and the ocean of purity, belongs to him. It cannot be the praise of anyone else. The praise of deities is distinct from the praise of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. He is the Father. Sri Krishna is a deity. Those of the Sun Dynasty then become those of the Moon Dynasty, and then those of the Merchant Dynasty, etc. human beings don't understand the meaning of Hamso. They say, I, a soul, am the supreme soul. How wrong they are. You must now explain to them how the stage of Bharat ascends and descends. There is this knowledge, whereas all of that is devotion. In the Golden Age, everyone was pure. It was the kingdom of the king and queen. There were no advisers there because the king and queen were the masters themselves. They had received their inheritance from the father. They had wisdom. Lakshmi and Narayan didn't need to take advice from anyone. There were no advisers there. No other land is ever as pure as Bharat was. It was such a great and pure land. Its very name was heaven, whereas it is now hell. Only the Father can change this hell into heaven. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdara. The spiritual Father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual Father. Essence for Dharana, verse 1. Follow the elevated directions of the One Father and become deities from ordinary humans. At this beautiful auspicious confluence age, make your intellects divine and become the most elevated ones. Second, sit in a bhati for 7 days and purify your impure intellect. Listen to the true story of the true Narayan from the true Father and become Narayan from a human being. Blessing. May you be honest and trustworthy and use every treasure according to the Father's directions for any task. An honest and trustworthy person is someone who doesn't use the treasures he has received from the Father for any task without his directions. If you waste your time, words, actions, breath, or thoughts in following the dictates of others or under the influence of wrong company, if you think about others instead of thinking about yourself, if you are being arrogant about something instead of having self-respect, if you follow the dictates of your own mind instead of following Srimad, you cannot then be said to be honest. You have received all these treasures to benefit the world, and so to use them for that task is to be honest. Slogan: opposition has to be against Maya and not the divine family. Avyak signal, accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. All souls belong to one unlimited family, and so no soul of our family should be deprived of blessings. Always have such elevated thoughts filled with zeal and enthusiasm in your hearts. Do not remain busy with just your own household. Remain stable in an unlimited stage and have the elevated thought to serve unlimited souls. This is the easy way to have success. Om Shanti.